welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We're going to talk about coaching and telemedicine and stuff in a minute. I just want to remind listeners that a huge cost factor in healthcare in the United States is patient discharge. And perhaps that's only seconded by patient readmissions. So it's really important in general, and perhaps heart failure is the poster child for how all this stuff plays out. So a patient comes into the hospital, we tune them up, we get them humming, we discharge them to home with their medicines, very careful instructions, we go over it with them, we go over it with their spouse and or their family, we send them home, and before we even put our pen down, they're back. Mm-hmm. So the question is there anything that we can do to allow them to live a high-quality life without being tethered even more intensely to the hospital? You found an article, a very interesting article in JAMA Internal Medicine, published 2016, volume 176. It starts on page 310. The clinical question that it asks is, does a care transition intervention using telephone coaching and telemonitoring reduce readmissions for patients with heart failure? What did they find?
Yeah, this was a very interesting study, and the results were a little bit surprising. And, you know, we all know that readmission and, you know, heart failure is kind of one of the poster children for that, is a big deal. They took, in this study, hospitalized patients 50 and older. There were about 1,500 or 1,430 patients in the study, so big study. And they were all being treated for heart failure at the time of discharge. And so they randomized them to either kind of get usual care, which was a little pre-discharge education, Mr. Jones, don't go to McDonald's every morning, and post-discharge, one post-discharge phone call, which was kind of the usual thing they did there. The intervention was much more intensive. They had real education using teach-back. So tell me what I just told you. Tell me in your own words what you think I just told you to do, that kind of thing. Post-discharge scheduled phone calls weekly for a month, then monthly for 5 months. They also had home telemonitoring, so they had a Bluetooth kind of thing, little device where they would get on a scale and then check their blood pressure and heart rate, and it would send it back to the clinic. Nurses did all the interventions, and basically the groups were the same at baseline. Median age was about 73 years. Most of them were class 3 or 4 in terms of their NYHA class for their heart failure. Only about 61% were adherent to the telephone calls, you know, answer the phone, didn't, you know, put it on call waiting and then, you know, ignore it. And about 55% adhered to the telemonitoring. So a little more than half. And you know, the commentator here says, well, the adherence was modest. I think, you know, 60 to 55% is probably realistic is what I would call it. And so they did that for, at 30 days. The primary outcome was all-cause readmission at 180 days, and they actually found no difference detected. There was a high readmission rate in both groups at around 50%. Mortality was the same. Quality of life scores were improved in the intervention group at the end of the study, but it might have to do with the differences between how the two groups were surveyed and, you know, maybe kind of a the effect of just closely monitoring them and having, you know, more contact with the researchers that might give a greater perception of quality of life. So bottom line is that this really intensive care transition intervention that had telemonitoring and phone calls and education didn't seem to do anything to reduce readmission rates.
Well, it's interesting. Thanks for sharing with us. Any suggestions, not so much around telemedicine or teaching, but anything else that you've been reading that suggests how we can decrease these readmission rates?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of concern about it. Also, a fair amount of controversy around, you know, this kind of artificial 30-day metric, and is that really the best thing to look at? And, you know, one strength of the study was they looked at both 30 and 180 days, and they looked at mortality as well. One thing they didn't include, I guess, was did the patients have a relationship with a primary care physician? Were they seeing somebody regularly? When was their first visit after discharge? When, you know, how often were they being seen? What, you know, kind of interventions were being used? So, you know, this was one type of intervention and didn't appear to be effective. Doesn't mean that there isn't any way to keep these folks out of the hospital. But, you know, we put people into a community where they have unhealthy foods, unhealthy lifestyles, are surrounded by family members who have no motivation necessarily to change how they eat and how they live. And, you know, so it's tough.
It is tough. Well, I'm sure you'll keep your eyes open for how we might be able to look at other interventions. Thanks so much, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.